This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump has called off Afghanistan peace talks that have been secretly planned for Camp David this weekend. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We've made enormous progress.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told ABC's This Week the Taliban had made commitments to break with al-Qaeda, begin reconciliation talks with the Afghan government, and reduce violence.
And then the Taliban overreached. They killed an American in an effort to gain leverage at the negotiating table. And President Trump said enough.
But Afghan presidential spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says,
we didn't see any commitment by the Taliban for any peace process except talking and then, continuing to kill Afghans and our partners.
The Taliban says it was satisfied with the peace deal, and President Trump's decision to cancel the Camp David talks have hurt U.S. credibility. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pro-democracy activists rallied outside the United States consulate in Hong Kong on Sunday as they try to ramp up international pressure on Beijing following 3 months of protests. Panzer Chen organized today's rally.
Hong Kong is the forefront of the battle against the totalitarian regime of China. And this is the forefront of the free world. Please support us. Please support us in our fight.
The protesters called on the U.S. to pressure Beijing to meet their demands. Turkish and U.S. troops conducted their first joint ground patrol in northeastern Syria on Sunday as part of a so-called safe zone that Ankara has been pressing for. Turkey hopes the buffer zone, which it says should be at least 30 kilometers deep, will keep Syrian Kurdish fighters away from its border. Turkey considers these Kurdish militias a threat, but they've also been key U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State militant group. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of people are fleeing the devastation in the Bahamas as conditions grow increasingly desperate nearly a week after Hurricane Dorian made landfall. Many homes are reduced to rubble. Water and power services have been knocked out. Reuters' Imer McCarthy has more.
Thousands are attempting to flee rapidly deteriorating conditions in the Bahamas as the country begins to count the cost of devastating Hurricane Dorian. Many are hoping to get off the hard-hit Great Abaco Island to seek safety in the capital, Nassau, or head further afield to Florida for shelter, supplies, and even jobs. The U.S. Coast Guard and Navy have been shipping in relief supplies and had already rescued nearly 300 people from isolated areas in the island's worst hit by the Category 5 storm, which made landfall earlier this week.
That was Reuters' Amir McCarthy reporting. New York's iconic Charging Bull statue was attacked on Saturday afternoon by a Texas man wielding a banjo-like instrument. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
There are several deep gashes to the bronze bull's right horn where it meets its head, but tourists were still crowded around on Sunday taking pictures. Police say Tavon Barlack hit the bull with a metal object that looked like a banjo. Tourists Stephanie and Mike Olson say it's a sign of the times.
People are frustrated and, they're taking it out in strange and unusual ways, apparently.
Kind of a crazy thing to do, if you ask me.
It must have been a really big banjo.
Yeah, I want to look up what brand banjo that is and buy one.
Other tourists speculated it was a protest of some sort. When asked by a reporter why he did it, the man with the beef with the bull said, "We'll talk about that later." Julie Walker, New York.
And the Charging Bull statue is, of course, a symbol for the U.S. financial sector, which is based on Wall Street in New York. Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Britain is sticking to his Brexit plan and will not seek a delay to Britain's departure from the European Union. Reuters' Sarah Charlton has more.
The Prime Minister is sticking to his guns and what he said to get us out of this rut that we're in. We're going to keep going on with the negotiations with the EU. We want a deal by the end of October, but we must leave come what may.
Two of Boris Johnson's top ministers came out fighting his corner on Sunday after a shock resignation from the British government threw yet more doubt and confusion on Brexit. Amber Rudd, Work and Pensions Secretary, quit late Saturday over Johnson's Brexit policy and for expelling 21 rebels from the Conservative Party. Rudd's resignation topped off what Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab described as a rough week.
This is VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.